out of Washington. Time running out for lawmakers to pass a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown. We'll give you a live look. This is the Senate floor, where right now lawmakers are working on stopgap measures to keep the government up and running. But they only have about a day to get something passed. Otherwise, the government comes to a screeching and indefinite halt. NewsAsian D.C. correspondent Joe Khalil live for us tonight in Washington. So, Joe, what would a shutdown mean for the average American?
Well, not a lot of time, Nicole, and there are some very real life consequences if there is a shutdown. A lot of federal agencies end up closing altogether. Some are pared back, so that means that a lot of American workers may not get a paycheck. The FDA, the CDC would also be scaled back during the pandemic, so there could be some serious consequences there. But I want to tell you what's happening right now. Senate Democratic leaders say that they want to put a bill on the floor today that would temporarily keep the government spending open until December. So it's a temporary fix. Republicans and Democrats would have to have this fight all over again in about 2 months, but that would at least do it temporarily and avoid the shutdown. Now, on Monday, there was a bill very similar to that that was put on the floor, and Republicans blocked it. So why would we expect this to be different? Well, in this bill, there's nothing to do with the debt limit increase. There was that provision in the Monday bill, and basically Democrats said that is a separate crisis. In about 3 weeks, the U.S. could default on its debt, but we're going to take that piece out. We're going to have that fight later. For now, let's just get this passed. Let's just get the government temporarily funded so we can avoid a shutdown. And a lot of Republicans that I spoke with today said that they would support that. Some senators that I talked to said that would be okay with them. They were for that even a few days ago. Some said they would be against it. Senator Ted Cruz told me that he may vote no, but it seems like right now, from our sources, there would be enough Republican votes and Democratic votes in the Senate to move that bill forward. We're just waiting to see if it happens tonight or if it gets delayed until tomorrow, which would be very last minute. So our sources are confident that the government is not going to shut down. But Nicole, this is Congress. Anything could happen last minute. So that's what we're really keeping an eye on.
We know anything can happen. Joe, live for us tonight at the Capitol Rotunda. We know you are keeping an eye on it. Thank you for that.